Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Oh, where in the hell did I put it? I know I did. There he is. Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 13th day of March, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 39 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And days are getting longer. Days are getting longer. It snows a little, melts a little, snows. I still got a glacier. I can't wait for this winter to be over. That being said, let's see what we're going to look at here. Cop holds man down as fellow cop smashes his face with his boot. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return.
Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, cop holds man down as cops, plural, hold man down while fellow cop smashes his face with his boot. Well, that sounds like Blackwater to me. Blackwater, USA. Wonder what, I'm sure that these people are going to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law, correct? From Free Thought Project, sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Police officers across America deal with horrific and often tragic cases. They're not police officers. This is goddamn private corporate enforcers, period. Private to the corporations, enforcing the will of the corporate aristocracy upon the subjugated population of this country. From coast to coast, they have to tell families that their child has been run over, or their mother committed suicide, or their father has been killed in a car wreck. This job can be incredibly stressful and gut-wrenching, which would make one think that adding extra stress to the job would be a terrible idea. However, cops like the ones in the video below, we don't have the video, but if you can go watch the video, it wasn't a very good video to me, but I sure see the cop kick the guy in the face. On a daily basis, create more stress for themselves by turning people against them by committing despicable acts of unnecessary violence. Well, that's what Blackwater fucking does. These people are not, they're not a part of any elected branch of fucking government. They are not sanctioned by the Constitution. There is no, the government was never to have no goddamn enforcers upon the people. Of course, the government was supposed to be a republic and not a goddamn corporation to begin with. It's all just a part of the fraud. I mean, we keep reiterating all of these things, but, I mean, it all comes down to the fucking 14th Amendment. Subjects. You can do this to subjects. You can't do this to a free man. Free man to drag your ass into the common law court and see and ask the jury that you be fucking jailed for 20 years for such an attack. We don't have that, do we? A rather disturbing video was just released this week showing Richard Berner being held down by officers as he gets a boot directly to his face. Berner was not a threat, was not resisting, and was subdued when the unknown officer delivered the face-shattering blow. Must make you feel good. Make you, what a tough guy, huh? Anyhow, I mean, these are the tough guys. These are the guys that they want you to worship. They take as somebody who is who completely defenseless and kick them in the face, hard as you can with your jack boots. Your day's coming, Blackwater. It's very evident that at the point he was kicked in the head, he was no longer a threat to authorities. It looked like there were at least two or maybe three officers attending to him on the ground, said Kevin Little, an attorney representing Brenner in an excessive force lawsuit. Says he has statute bullshit. Statute bullshit. That's what gives the Star Chamber courts, and well, actually the Star Chamber courts are just a part of the court, so they turn it back over to the goddamn Blackwater to discipline, and you know, to that's where justice begins and ends, is with the corporation, the corporate enforcers. Was he kicking the shit out of a fucking American national, one of them subjects? Yeah, well, no big fucking deal. They're subjects. You can kick the shit out of them. You're a part, you are the enforcer. You're supposed to be out there kicking the shit out of the public, beating them into subjugation. It's very evident that at the point he, according to police, Brenner was suspected of DUI in November 2017 and ran from police on foot as they attempted to approach, apprehend him. The video was taken in front of Brenner's home after police had him on the ground. It shows more than one officer on top of Brenner, who appears to be only vocally protesting. Then, without reason, an unidentified officer just kicked him in the face. Fuck, it feel good. I mean, it's just like those sick-ass Israelis over there shooting little children, stuff, fucking for their kicks. This is the kind of sick fucks we're dealing with. And to think that there's any kind of law out there to fucking control. They are instructed to do this shit, people. They just like Kelly Thomas, beat a man to death. Everybody can watch the video. There is no doubt. A handcuffed man on the sidewalk, beaten to death. Oh, they didn't do nothing wrong. They were acquitted by the Star Chamber Court of the corporation that they work for. The corporate aristocracy. You know, the corporate king. The kick was so hard that it broke Brenner's orbital bone and caused him traumatic brain injury, as you can see in the video. His eye turned black from the hemorrhage before he was even placed in the cruiser. After Brenner was arrested, he made bail and was hospitalized. A few days later, all charges against him were dropped. Because he was savagely attacked, Brenner then filed a complaint with the department and notified them of the lawsuit. In a seemingly blatant act of retaliation, despite dropping the charges, the illegal charges, all of this is fucking illegal because this is a private corporation. These motherfuckers do not have any jurisdiction over us. It's all a lie. Despite dropping the charges months before, after Brenner filed the complaint, prosecutors brought up new charges against him. Well, I'm sure they did, because they're going to cover for it. Because they're going to cover for black, just like, you know, Abu Ghraib, the torture report. Remember the torture report? These are the same son of a bitches. Only this is Blackwater USA. What they? And I'll tell you, it's only going to get worse. A person's decision to pursue civil liberties against officers, it's not civil liberties. And that civil liberties are the 14th Amendment immunities and privileges that are granted by the international corporate elite. And they can withdraw them in the second. And they can send you into their Star Chamber court and say, it's all right for one of our Blackwater agents, one of our Blackwater corporate enforcers to kick you in the fucking face. And if you complain about it, well, we'll fucking jail you. How about that? civil liberties against officers should not dictate whether or not charges are filed against him. It just shouldn't be. I love all this, this revealing of the fucking treachery out there. And that this just shouldn't be happening. That's unconstitutional. This is outrage. Just like Hillary Clinton. Well, that was goddamn international espionage and treason and sedition. And I could get a list fucking long as my arm. But no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute her. No reasonable corporate prosecutor would prosecute her, because she's big in the corporation. She's corporate. She's the elite. The kids, she's a part of the aristocracy. You can't touch them. They can kick the shit out of a fucking goddamn subject slave. We're right back to where we started, people. Said Little as he referred to the charges as retaliatory in nature. However, that is exactly what it appears to have happened. No. Brenner pleaded not guilty to all charges of evading an arrest on DUI. As ABC 30 reports, Little still doesn't know who kicked Brenner, so he filed his case against three separate agencies, saying they're all responsible for staying professional even in stressful situations like this case. They were stressful. They'll get a nice fucking vacation out of it while it's being investigating them, and all their back pay paid to them, and they'll get bennies. I'm gonna go kick some more fucking people, do worse. We don't want to have an armed goon squad patrolling our streets. Well, you got it, buddy. And it is unauthorized under the original constitution of this country. There's never no authority for any government, fucking federal government, to have any kind of enforcement mechanism over the people whatsoever. And that's your goddamn employee, having somebody that can beat your ass down if you don't like what they're saying. Police officers who are unable to control their aggression should be the shame of the entire occupation, as their violence on top of cops locking people in cages for illegal substances is one of the most effective ways to taint your public reputation or perception. They're not supposed to be here. It's all a fraud. This country that we have been born in, that we have been reared in, that we have become adults in, that we're facing right now, is all a 110% fucking fraud. It is a small group of elite that just like the progeny of the original goddamn bastards that went to those colonial conventions and wanted to keep the people their subjects. Yeah, we get rid of the king, but you'll still be my subject. Well, I'm not your fucking subject. And the subject's about had enough of your shit. And the subjects are heavily fucking armed. It's way past time. Every day, you gotta come up here, you get upset, you read this shit, and it's just one fucking outrage after another. And this ain't even touching the guy. This ain't even a drop in the ocean. Until the good cops, there are no good cops. They are all illegal. They're all criminals. They're criminals just in existing. Good cops kicking out and arresting the bad ones. Oh, well, we can expect this public image to continue to deteriorate. No, the public realization that these son of a bitches aren't supposed to even be here. These are corporate fucking goons, and they are here to fucking beat your ass into subjugation, take your fucking guns from you, eventually take you over to that ditch for your 40 caliber lobotomy. And this ain't nothing. City protecting cops who publicly raped innocent woman on video in sickening roadside search. Oh, where were the good cops on that one? This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com, San Antonio, Texas. A disturbing lawsuit was filed last year in federal court. I remember when this happened. Detailing a horrifying nightmare endured by an innocent woman at the hands of San Antonio, not police. No, these are corporate fucking enforcers, just like they were over there in Afghanistan. They work for the corporation. They work for the corporation that usurped the Republic of the United States. Usurped it. These are usurpers. These are fucking treasonous pieces of shit. These are fucking outsiders. This is an occupation. The victim, Natalie D. Sims, had her tampon pulled out by police, who then conducted a vaginal cavity search in public on a video, all to search for a non-existent drugs. In the first place, the fucking thing ain't got nothing to say about what you put in your fucking body. This goddamn drug thing. You do have a victim, right? You have a complaint. You have a fucking warrant, right? But you know, we're going to find a way around that for Blackwater USA. That's what people need to start calling those dirty bastards. Blackwater USA, because that's what they fucking are. Now, according to her attorney, we are learning that the local government has been spending thousands of taxpayer dollars to protect the officers involved. The law offices of Dean Malone, and see, this is all admiralty bullshit. They do that, you know, she may get a fucking lawsuit out of it, but that does not fucking rectify the situation, because it's only money. It's just digits in the fucking computer. They're taking, I mean, who will actually fucking, whose pockets will the money come out of for what was done to this woman? Yours and mine. That's who pays, you know, for the fucking, these animals for their fucking abuse of people. We do. They don't pay nothing. They're protected. That's why they do it. You think they're doing this just on their own initiative, or is this what they're trained by them fucking Israelis to do to you? Because it's the Israelis that train Blackwater, don't you know? They also asked the court to grant summary judgment against Ms. Sims, which would mean a jury would never be able to hear her case. Oh, that's right. I didn't get the rest of that. The law offices of Dean Malone issued a press release on Monday explaining how the city has spent countless hours litigating the case, defending depositions, taking depositions, and drafting motions. They also asked the court to grant summary judgment against Ms. Simpson. Why not? Of course. Of course you can do this to a goddamn woman on the side of the road. Fuck, she's a goddamn slave. You can do anything you want to her. It's like Massa up on the hill. And he sees that young girl developing on there and working in the field. Boy, she's about 12, 13 years old. Oh, boy. Hey, Jibs, go down and I want that little girl brought up to the big house tonight. I'm going to fucking rape her. I'm going to rape that 12-year-old child. Because I can, because she's my fucking slave. She's my property. I can do with her as I please. And this all comes right out of fucking Zionism, people. Mr. Sims, which would mean a jury would never be able to hear her case. That would complete the whole thing, wouldn't it? I mean, the whole list of the Bill of Rights, that would be the whole fucking Marianne just flushed down the fucking toilet, right? By these goddamn corporate fucking psychos. Constitutional rights attorney, bullshit. You are fucking of the admiralty. You are as dirty as they are. You are a participant in the goddamn corporate fucking fraud that is the pretending to be the government of the fucking United States of these Americas. Attorney Dean Malone, slimeball piece of shit, who represents Ms. Sims, said it's unfortunate that a San Antonio resident could be subjected to such a search. Well, she can be subjected to such a search because she's a subject to such a search, and then further be subjected, because she's a subject, to lengthy litigation with no attempt by the defendants to resolve the case. Money. See, something like this should be punished by fucking, life in prison? Life in fucking prison? They should be put up against the wall and shot, because they're pretending to have fucking fiduciary authority over the fucking people when they do not. They are, this is fucking like Walmart. It's like all these companies, you know, they'll go and they'll commit the most grievous crimes, and the worst that can be expected, because they are a corporation, is that they might have to pay out some money. But none of the individuals involved in the fucking wrongdoing ever get fucking punished for their fucking crimes. Because they work for Blackwater. And they're doing what Blackwater wants them to do. And money is no fucking issue, because it's not their money, it's fucking ours. The defendants have spent untold thousands of dollars and are now attempting to avoid a jury trial through their latest filed motions. Natalie was humiliated and degraded by the search. If the court chooses to deny the defendant's motion, we look forward to presenting Natalie's horrific ordeal to a jury in San Antonio. And if they decide not to, I guess she don't get no jury. I mean, let's see, where in the hell is that? That's just another violation of, I mean, getting rid of that whole fucking, let's see here. I think it's the seventh article here. In suits at common law where the value at controversy shall exceed $20, I think what happened to her was fucking more than $20 worth of fucking damage, don't you? The right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise re-examined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. That means that the fucking judge has to be elected, that the fucking sheriff has to be the fucking bailiff for that fucking court. The officer of the court. And of course, the coroner would be the fucking actual only person that could prosecute outside of an individual that could prosecute it, like if they would have killed her. And if they would have killed this woman in this fucking debauchery they committed on her, then it would be up to the coroner to prosecute her case because unless she had relatives to do it for her. So fuck the seventh article too. And that's, again, a violation of the ninth and tenth and the whole fucking, they violated every fucking thing on this piece of paper in front of me when they did this to this woman. As we reported last year in 2016, Natalie Sims had done nothing wrong. She had harmed no one and had committed no crime. What the fuck does that matter? These cops got to have their fun, don't they? I mean, they got to have a little fun once in a while. I mean, they'll get too stressed and kick somebody in the fucking face if they don't. When she was approached by San Antonio's finest, who had a hunch. Oh, goddamn, that's a warrant, right? A hunch. I mean, I laughed when they, you know, in Oregon, as the laws were passing, as they were fucking putting the communism in, they said that a reasonable suspicion, they changed it till they could pull you over. If they looked at you and they had a reasonable suspicion, and in the article that said it has to be more than a hunch. Okay, now keep this in mind. This is what I read, right? This is when they announced this shit. Had to be more than a hunch. So I wrote a letter to the editor back there, and it was just, outlined what it was about, you know, about this new law, reasonable suspicion, a suspicion. And I defined the word suspicion. You know what the word suspicion defines out as? A hunch. And I don't think they liked that one. That she might have an illegal substance. She had no such substance, and that doesn't fucking matter. I mean, irrelevant. Did they have a warrant? A search? I mean, goddamn, to cavity search somebody? I don't even think, I mean, in the common law, that'd be a tough fucking one to get, wouldn't it? Because you'd have to say, I'm going to stick my fucking hand up inside of another human being, and you'd have to say exactly what's going to come out of there. I mean, and you better have somebody that was fucking, who filed a complaint that was serious enough that you would fucking, I mean, what complaint could have been filed against the woman, even if she did have a substance up her ass or up her vagina? Who was she harming? Who was the complainant? So you don't need a complainant when you're out there as Blackwater USA beating the people into submission. In spite of being completely innocent, Sims was approached by a male cop as she waited for her boyfriend, who then demanded to search her car. Sims consented to the search and nothing was found, continuing to rely on the hunch, on a fucking hunch. Oh, that's what we've replaced warrants with? That's what we replaced our fourth article with? Our fourth article can't exist if they can do such things on a hunch. The male cop called a female officer to search Sims. Officer Mara Wilson responded, and this normal police harassment then turned into a nightmare. The entire horrific scene was captured on the officer's body camera as those who are sworn to protect proceeded to violate an innocent woman on the public sidewalk. They're not sworn to protect you. They are given a fucking book by the union they work for, because this is a private corporation. Every fucking one of them. Blackwater USA, private corporation. operating under the Uniform Commercial Code. Go get a copy of the Uniform Commercial Code and find the fucking Bill of Rights in it. That's why this is, the 9th article kicks in and the 10th article kicks in. No such authority could ever fucking exist. Go ahead.
Hey, somebody I know just as good as I know how.
Uh-huh.
Had a warrant for more than a year.
Uh-huh.
For failure to report an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Because some frickin' hero transposed the license number of some vehicle they junked, and apparently someone didn't junk it. They bought it and sold it to someone else with the same plates or whatever happened.
Uh-huh.
I don't frickin' know. But they can kiss my ass. I mean, that the other guy's ass. You know? How they... You know what I mean? And that's no bullshit. Somebody text me a picture, because, you know, you can go to a website and find out if you got a warrant.
Uh-huh.
And call a certain person an outlaw, and I'm like, I'm not the one that's going against the law. And that's the way it is. That's bullshit. So, excuse my language.
So you've been living out there away from everybody and doing your goddamnest standing on your head and doing handstands to make sure that nobody's even close to you and you're not bothering anybody. And yet, you have a problem, right?
Well, we got freaking heroes that, like I heard someone say, well, they mean well, but they don't know what the hell's going on.
No. I mean, it's like we were talking yesterday on the gun shit. It's all irrelevant, dude. It's all become, yeah. I mean, when they enacted this shit in 1868, it all became irrelevant. Everything they say, everything they've done is irrelevant because it's all fucking fraud. I don't give a shit what it is. Every paper that's been written, every contract that's been written, every transaction, everything they've done since 1868 isn't worth the paper it was fucking written on. They are a fucking rogue, fucking, they're goddamn usurpers.
I'll get off here, but I promise you one thing. Unlike some people that I listen to, and I ain't talking about you, and I'm drawing one line. I ain't going to step back and draw another line. There ain't no other line.
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
Thank you, because I've learned so much. I mean, there's so much to learn, but the biggest thing you need to know is that it's fraud. And then if you know that, then you just start picking at it and figure out what, you know, because we're not all the... You know, we all ain't got the same scruples. Some are brighter than others, but others are brighter in different ways. But, you know, if you're going to go screwing your own people, we got a big problem.
They're not there, our people.
And they most don't even know.
I know. But what they don't know is that this isn't our people. This isn't our government. This is Zion. Come in the Zion, they created, well, they fucking, in violation of the 9th article, ratified law, they created a corporation, and now the Jews who were the instigators and the leads in all this fraud, now they control that corporation, and we are considered under that 14th amendment as their fucking subject slaves, so they can do any goddamn thing they want to us. So I guess we're at the point where them people were at Lexington Green and at Concord Bridge. Well, there's only one fucking remedy left, and that is the fucking gun.
They say, come on down and get your human resource right here. Step right up.
Goddamn right.
And I'll get off here. Thank you for I always know things are bent to a really bad degree, but it's a pleasure having found you, and I've learned so much. I'm getting off here so you can keep going.
I appreciate
it's
it,
important.
Brother.
It's important. Yeah, I appreciate
you,
it, too.
You take care, man. Anyways, guys, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Social Distortion. We're down here with the rest of us subjects. Back to this, the outrage. The outrage committed on this woman. The entire horrific event was captured on the officer's body camera as those who are sworn to protect proceeded to violate an innocent woman on a public sidewalk in the most depraved manner. While the body camera has yet to be released publicly, the lawsuit released portions of the conversation. And they are documented below. Wilson, stand up straight. Kind of lean back a little bit. Inaudible. These are shorts. Oh, it's a skirt short. This is what this fucking dyke is standing in front of her. Wilson, oh hell, okay. Look straight ahead, okay? Spread your legs. I'm gonna ask you, do you have anything down here before I reach down here? Warrant! You know how hard it, a murder weapon maybe? Maybe you could get a warrant if you knew that son of a bitch. But man, if it wasn't, God almighty, the common law would destroy you. You'd probably fucking face life in prison for this kind of shit. No, I don't have nothing in my blank. Wilson, okay. According to the lawsuit, the officer assured Sims that she would not reach and instead just look. However, Sims kept flinching as she was being violated in public. Wilson, uh-huh, are you wearing a tampon too? Yes, Sims says. Wilson, okay, I just want to make sure that's what it is. Is that a tampon? I guess a dyke doesn't know what a fucking tampon looks like? Sims, come on, yes. Wilson, huh, is that a tampon? Sims, it's full of blood, right? Why would you do that? In her futile attempt to catch Sims with an arbitrary substance deemed illegal by the state, this officer pulled out an innocent woman's tampon and proceeded to penetrate her vaginal. All this was done without Sims' consent, as she repeatedly protested. The entire time, Sims was pleading with the officer, trying to tell her that she had nothing on her. This is irrelevant here. This bitch should be put up against, she should fucking the rest of her life in prison, minimum. Minimum! And she had a boyfriend. I mean, I'm gonna tell you guys something. There's no fucking I'll tell you what justice is. Vigilante fucking justice. They're laughing in our fucking faces right now. The fear of fucking getting hurt or fucking getting killed, is it worth this enduring this kind of fucking abuse from these motherfuckers? If that was my wife or one of the women in my family, I don't care about the rest of my life. That fucking bitch, I would blow her fucking head off. I would find her, I'd hunt her, I'd walk right up to her and kill her. And I wouldn't give a fuck what the consequences were. You ain't gonna do this to us. She had nothing on her. But this vile public servant. No, she ain't no public servant. Quit putting shit like that in her. You know, that kind of pisses me off. We finally get it established that these are articles. Our Bill of Rights is in articles. And then they go right back to calling them amendments. The people that are supposed to know fucking better. All of this shit in public, you know, police officers, not police officers. There's no such a fucking thing in the United States. Period. You have peace officers, which only can be sheriffs and constables. Period. Public servant continued to violate her, all the while sarcastically degrading and mocking her victim. After the officer raped Sims, and that's by God what it was, she then forced her to turn around in an attempt to do the same thing anally. Like I said, this is a fucking member of my family. I don't care anymore. You're not getting a fucking away with it. You're not going to go to your fucking union and get a fucking retirement and fucking walk away from it after you do something like this to fucking one of mine. You will fucking pay if I have to be the son of a bitch that does it. According to the lawsuit Wilson had, see, lawsuit, fuck lawsuits, vigilante justice. It's the only fucking justice you're going to get. It's the only justice left in these United States, and it is their fucking call. According to the lawsuit, Wilson had violated Natalie vaginally, and now it appeared that she might violate Natalie anally. She was doing so without a warrant, with no medical personnel present, and on a public street in view of several people as well as those passing by. And those fucking men officers were standing there watching this. Those freaky, sick in the head son of a bitches, they need to die too. Officer Wilson continued to reach down in a manner indicating that she intended to search between Natalie's buttocks and potentially engage in an anal cavity search. Natalie, in her continued shock and protest, responded, "Sims, why are you searching me like that out here? Wilson, the fuck out here at all? This is a warrant." Do you think that there's a Bill of Rights, people? It is the Bill of Rights versus the 14th Amendment, period. That is the war. Pick a fucking side. I don't want to hear no side arguments. I don't want to hear no fucking side opinions. That is the fucking, that is the war we are fighting right now. Wilson, I have to check your back because, blank. Sims, no, we can go to the station to do that. No, no, Sims. See, she, this woman don't even know. Remember the book we were talking, or the little video that was put up, that I think one of the ladies put it up, and it talked about how people memorized their fucking Bill of Rights and at the beginning because it was so easy, and everybody understood it. You ain't gonna do shit like this. This is crime. This is fucking international crime. This is human rights violations, for Christ's sake. Wilson, I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to search you right here. Because I am the fucking Blackwater fucking corporate enforcer, and you're just a fucking subject, and I can do whatever I fucking please to you, just on a whim, on a hunch, just because I want to. Sims, but miss, this is like in public. Come on now. You already pulled the tampon out. Wilson, yeah, I know, but turn around. I ain't done with you yet. I ain't done. And I just see the, and there's fucking these pig men officers sitting there watching this shit, getting off on it, I'm sure. After this entirely innocent woman has been publicly raped by a female officer who mocked her the entire time as five male officers watched, Sims was, I'd kill every fucking one of them. Sims was told she was free to go. During the entire search, Wilson continued to assure Sims that she had nothing to worry about as long as she didn't possess any illegal substances. Well, fucking a search warrant, a real fucking common law search warrant says you're gonna name the place you're gonna search and you're gonna tell exactly what's gonna be found exactly where. You know it's there. That's how you got the fucking warrant. And you will swear to that in an affidavit with a second affidavit attached, two witness rule. So this obviously was just a fucking complete dismissal of any thought of a fucking Bill of Rights for this woman. Would Officer Wilson agree to be publicly raped in the same manner if she didn't have any illegal substances on her? It doesn't matter. Irrelevant. See, that's what they try to do even in something this fucking horrific. They try to pull you into the irrelevant. It's all irrelevant. This is a crime. This is a civil fucking crime. This woman has the right to charge this fucking animal, these fucking animals, because there's five other motherfuckers standing there watching it, men, with fucking goddamn rape and fucking god. Ugh! As the lawsuit points out, if Officer Wilson's assertion were true, members of the public could be searched by police officers at will in malls, theaters, shopping centers, and that's what they're fucking shooting for. Like I said, this is no different than this right, this incident right here. Think about Abu Ghraib, what they did there. Took fucking people and took their little children and fucking raped them right in front of them. Fucking just think about the sickness, the dementia it takes to fucking for someone to do something like that. They're fucking mad dogs. They need to be put down. Shopping centers and grocery stores and even the, even the tourist busy San Antonio Riverwalk, and the searches could include body cavity searches. As long as such citizens, you know, I'm a citizen. I'm not a fucking citizen. I'm not a fucking subject, you dirty bastards. Had no illegal contraband on them, according to Officer Wilson. Yeah, exactly correct. They should have nothing to worry about regarding body cavity searches. Wilson is wrong, however, and her practice was and is entirely illegal. Well, yeah. Again, how is this relevant when nothing's going to be fucking, when all she has to do, people she answers to is Blackwater USA, her union. The only people she answers to is the corporation that sent her out to do this shit to people. There's no law, people. That's why the vigilante thing is all we have left. You commit an outrage like this against a member of my family, and you will fucking find out what that word means. Constitutional rights, violation of Sims. Constitutional rights. No, fuck that constitution. There hasn't been no constitution in this country since 1868. Title 28, United States Code, Definition 15, the United States is a corporation. So this is like Walmart having hiring a bunch of sick fucks for its fucking corporate, hiring its own little Blackwater units to go out and fucking do this kind of shit to people in complete violation of their fucking ratified fucking lawful rights. This isn't illegal. This is unlawful. This is violation of law. And there will be no consequences because they have dismissed the law and replaced it with their fucking legal ease, which is public, private policy being enforced as public law. It's not private policy. We can go and pull you over and stick our hand up your vagina and up your ass on the side of the goddamn road if we want to. And you complain about it, I'll show you right here. Here it is in our policy. So there's no consequence to me. Maybe we better start writing some more of our own fucking policies. What do you think? Wilson would even admit to removing the innocent woman's tampon in court, telling a detective she was, quote, searching everything and had to literally rape this woman because she just wanted to make sure there wasn't anything in there. What if one of us subjects did this to somebody? What if a subject, what would they get? What would they get? 20 to life? For admitting to publicly raping an innocent woman on the side of the road as strangers watched, Officer Wilson faced no charges. Because there's no court to charge her in. There is just the Star Chamber courts of the corporation who these motherfuckers work for. Who Blackwater USA has been sent out to fucking do this shit to our people by. There is no one in the judicial that is elected anymore. Since they removed the common law courts. All the common law courts that you remember when you used to have judge elections for judges? When they were finally in the 70s into the early 80s when they finally completely removed the common law fucking courts and replaced them with these Star Chamber corporate monarchy fucking courts. Unelected son of a bitch up there, zero authority over you. Oh, no charges. No charges for what this fucking bitch did. And was allowed to quietly retire. I was talking to somebody, I think it was Coyote on the site, and I said, retire. Yeah, she got a retirement. And now she's in another fucking district, working with another offshoot of fucking Blackwater USA, making a fucking big fucking check, and she's getting a retirement check for what she did to this fucking woman. No charges. How can you do that? Hold up that fucking Bill of Rights and tell me how you can do that to a fucking American national and not go to fucking jail minimum. No charges. Now the city is complicit in covering for this officer as the squander taxpayers' money to suppress the truth as well. And this is what we call justice? No, we'd have it in a long time. We understand what this is. This is what we call Blackwater U.S. fucking A. It's what we call fucking torture, rape, murder. They're trained by the fucking Israelis to do it. In the land of the free. Bullshit. Pentagon looking for military base to house 5,000 unaccompanied migrant children. Told ya. Wonder what with some of them migrant children with the beards and the fucking tattoos and shit. They're taken to the bases. Wonder what they're taking them to them bases for. Why would you want to take them to military bases, for Christ's sake? Maybe some training. Because there's no doubt they hate our American fucking asses. And it don't matter what color you are. If you're a fucking American, they fucking hate your guts. Because you're a fucking American. And they've been taught to fucking hate you since they were little children. With the little coloring books. When they draw dead fucking Americans. Because they hate fucking Americans. The Defense Department, this is from Global News. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Defense Department is reviewing a number of military bases to find a location that can house up to 5,000 unaccompanied migrant children as the U.S. braces for a surge of people crossing the U.S. border, Mexico border illegally this spring. Now this is a crime that they know is going to happen. This is what I was got when I was started reading this. This is just like, we know they're going to, these guys are coming to rob the bank and we're just going to stand there and fucking watch it happen because you know what? We get a cut of the cash. And that's exactly what's fucking going on here. They want these motherfuckers in here. They want rid of the American nationals because we discovered who we are and what they have done to us. We're going to fucking slaughter them. They know the firepower we have. The Department of Health and Human Services submitted the request for space late last week, as Homeland Security leaders warned that tens of thousands of families are crossing the border each month. I mean, you're watching crime happen. Yeah, and really, honestly, even though they're not fucking real laws, because they never did this government. Now, not even the original fucking government under the true constitution that was subverted by the fucking corporation. Not even under that could you give away the fucking United States to foreigners. But even at that, with the laws, the so-called laws, with their policies that they have on their policy book since 1868, you can't do it under that. But you know what? It's all arbitrary and capricious. And when you got something that's arbitrary and capricious and open subject matter, well then all of the fucking actual power in this goddamn country is in the hands of these unelected fucking corporate appointed judges. With zero fucking authority for it. In fact, it is a violation of the fucking ninth article. It's it's insurrection. What else can you call it? When you get a fucking, quasi-military, quasi-corporate coup? They're telling you. There's 50, how many they say here now? Tens of thousands of crimes getting ready to be committed. We know exactly where they're going to be committed. We're watching them pull into the fucking parking lot. We're watching them get out of the car. We're going to watch them go into the bank. When they come out of the bank, we're going to stop and talk to them. And we're gonna get our payoff, we're gonna get our envelope, and then they're gonna go ahead and they're gonna go get in the car and they're gonna drive off. This is what they're fucking telling you. There is no law, people. The only way this stops is the individuals and the fucking vigilante state. That's the only law that can be applied in this goddamn situation by reality is vigilante law. You're gonna have to go take fucking justice. Because justice will not be given. And they are shitting on us. They are doing horrible things to us every fucking day. And we're just sitting here taking it. It's a shameful thing. It's a true shameful thing. It makes you be ashamed to be a fucking American. God, when I was a kid, if I'd ever thought I'd think something like that. To be ashamed to be an American. then, well, fuck, I didn't know nothing. Nobody did. It was all fucking, it was all hidden. It was all fucking, they'd spent fucking the wealth of our country fucking blinding us to the fact that, hell, I was born into fucking communism. I was born into a communist state. They talk about stopping the socialism down there in Venezuela. This is the most fucking tyrannical communist fucking state to ever exist on this planet. And everybody knows it. Millions of families are crossing the border each month. The flow, said Homeland Security Secretary Christian Nelson, will grow worse this spring. The violations of the law are going to grow worse, and we're going to sit there and watch it. We're going to participate. We're going to help them break the fucking law. And like I was saying, the law's on the books. Take away the goddamn refugee thing, which Trump could do with his signature, just like he did with Iran. And enforce the laws on the books. None of this could be. So this tells you absolutely that they want it to happen, guys. Believe it. Don't tell nobody. But they want this to happen. Why? Because they are the fucking elite. And because the American nationals, because like we were talking yesterday about the fucking brainless motherfuckers being buying their way into a fucking slot in society way above their intelligence or their aptitude, and then having the people who should be in those positions, the intelligent, made their fucking servants through the 14th Amendment so that they could parasite off of them for fucking so they can live rich, lavish lifestyles while the people who fucking have the brains and create the product and make the whole fucking thing work, they're just goddamn subjects. They're out there picking cotton. When the weather gets better, huh? The Pentagon last summer approved the use of Goodfellow Air Force Base near San Angelo, Texas for the HHS request to accommodate up to 20,000 children. Some more of them children like we've seen on TV, you know, the ones with the mustaches, the ones going into the fucking high schools where the girls are. Well, you know, he's got a fucking beard and gray hair. Oh, he's a child. And we can't prove otherwise, and he's identifying at least as a child. So we've got to let him into the fucking seventh grade girls' bathroom because he's also identifying as being a fucking transgender. So then, I mean, fuck people. I mean, what does it take? What does it take to get your gander up? What does it take to get you riled? 20,000 children, legal and environmental requirements were finalized, but HHS never came back with a formal request to actually use the base. Officials said that the extra space wasn't needed, and there also were concerns that HHS didn't have the money to construct needed housing and other support facilities at the base. I'm telling you, they're on bases, like up that are on Indian reservations, and they're training right now. They're training right now that they're gonna be the green card fucking cannon fodder for the fucking Blackwater USA. That's what this is all a fucking about. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, there's only one fucking word left, vigilante, and that is the Word from the Trenches.